this time. It's an hour different. So if you'll turn in your Bibles with me to the book of Psalms, we'd like to say that we're again very grateful to be here, and we're thankful to be with this church. We offer you our congratulations for another year of labors and work in God. I know it's not all been good and easy, but I know you're here. And our admiration and appreciation to your pastor and his good wife and family are more than words can tell. We've known them, as he's already said, a number of years. Ever since I met him, I've always esteemed him very, very highly. His ministry has always been a goal in my life to reach. His good spirit, his good attitude, the great work he's doing here at Liberty. We appreciate Brother and Sister Wade. I believe the visitation of these ministers and this good crowd speaks that. Amen to them. Aren't they wonderful people?
Amen.
While I read my text tonight, I think we ought to give the Wades a big hand. Praise the Lord. They are some of our favorite people in the world. Amen. I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Psalms. The 45th chapter, if you will, please. The book of Psalms. I feel very small to grace this book tonight, but I thank you for the privilege and the opportunity, too.
Amen.
I've got a watch up here to keep an eye on. I borrowed it from Brother LVR, and it almost took two of us to carry it up here. But I'm big enough I can see with or without my glasses. Amen. The 45th chapter of the book of Psalms. I'd like to read the entire chapter, if you'll bear with me. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the King. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. In thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments shall smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia, out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad. King's daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter, and consider. Incline thine ear, forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. And the daughter of Tyrus shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is wrought with gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, and thou mayest make princes in all the earth. I make thy name to be remembered. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. And just a short portion of the second book of Acts, the 37th verse. And when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. And said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? The 41st verse, Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. souls. And let the church say amen. You may be seated. I'd like to use for just a few moments of your time tonight. Text, I suppose, could be titled this, So You Want to Be a Queen. Amen. So You Want to Be a Queen. I read the whole 45th chapter of the book of Psalms to you tonight, because in my heading of this psalm, to the reference of my Bible, this is Majesty and Grace, Christ's Kingdom. And it is a song, it says here, written by the musicians of Sochanim, the sons of Korah, Meshel, a song of loves. Amen. A song of loves. We have the great honor and privilege a week ago to have in our church, and I pray that Brother Alvear will allow me one more time to pick on him just a little and use him in reference.
Sure.
Just one time.
Fine.
And we had such a great time with Brother and Sister Alvear. We feel it was such a privilege to have them in our church. And I don't know as I have ever enjoyed anybody as much as we enjoyed them. His ministry was an inspiration to church fans. It was a turning point to the lives of many people that are in our church. And while they were there, we were very busy, as we have been for the last 2 weeks or so with our church. Seems like we've had an excessive amount of sickness and hospital work and so to do, really not our people, but their people and their family members. And so we didn't get a lot of time to spend together in the way of just good fellowship. But on occasions, we'd go somewhere together, spend a little time in fellowship together, set up a few nights late together in fellowship, and we enjoyed it immensely. While they were there, at the end of the revival, they stayed over a night or two and relaxed and enjoyed a little time of just getting... Well, they worked away from our church. I've been gone late and come in, and I went over and knocked on the trailer door, and they invited me in, and we sat and talked for an hour or so. We were fixing to leave, or I was fixing to leave to go to the house. It was getting late. It was after midnight. And one little conversation led to another. And they began to relate to the time that they got married. And I don't know, maybe they needed a little reminiscing at that point. I don't know what it was, but at least that came up. And so, in their conversation of telling about their marriage, and Sister Alvear, if I embarrass you, in reminiscing of all of it, they were telling how they had met and all of this that led up to their marriage. It was so sweet, and I enjoyed sitting listening to it, and they were throbbing away at their hearts telling it, and so it was just all lots of fun. And so I asked that question that you just asked. Do you have your wedding pictures with you? Oh, yes. And might I see them? And they broke them out. And they didn't have the wedding pictures. They had the history of the world. The great, big, beautiful album and all chock full of lovely pictures. And I sat a page at a time, turning them, and I was oohing and ahhing and bragging and telling how pretty that was. So, but you know, as I went through the book, each picture, one after another, and I premeditated this. I come to preach this message, and I felt like they'd be here, so here it is. And so this is a good time just to really embarrass them. Good. But as I was going from page to page through it, they were they're a beautiful couple. You can all say amen to that. It looked like God just dipped down into the world with both hands and picked up a little here and there and put it together and made it one. It looks so good together. And they're just nice people. He's very timid and just a nice looking, handsome young man. And praise the Lord. All right, just hang in there. Hallelujah. And Sister Alvia has a name that goes along with her personality. It's very pleasant and sweet. Her name is Candy. And if I just play on this a little while, y'all forgive me, all right? But you'll enjoy this. Everybody likes these letter-rated things, you know. And we'll just call this M-rated marriage or something. I don't know. As I turned from page to page, every now and then I glanced up and there was a picture of her, you know, with her mother, or here was a picture of him with best man and all the trimmings, you know, and all, and this is my brother, this is my wife's brothers, and this is my best friend, and all of that. And you could see them in and out and kind of kept their eye at each other, you know, and looked and seen my response and turning from page to page. Now, y'all, their trailer's right out back. She has the folder tonight. Just line up and look at it. It'll be a real treat. And you don't know who Sister Alvia is. I could have her to stay with y'all. We'll just leave that out. But nevertheless, as they were going through that, I thought about everybody likes romance. Amen. Everybody likes the romance. And to me, turning through their pictures and enjoying their picture folio, it just kind of took you back a little bit, you know. Woo! It took me back to the time I got married. And all that kind of good, happy stuff, you know. And I was thumbing through, and there was those special poses, you know, those double poses and all those sweet things that goes along. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Everybody likes romance. So here we find in the book of Psalms, the 45th chapter, a song of love. A song of romance. I told my wife, I said, I don't know what in the world anybody ever would read any of those Grace Livingston Hill books and all that sort of Emily and Loring and all that. And she said, well, honey, read one. And I started reading one. It got so tacky and gluey and gaudy, I threw it away. I couldn't read that. That's too much. You can't handle all that business. It always ends, they live happily ever after in the Lord, you know. And you know good well that ain't true. My wife and I scrap every now and then. Praise the Lord. Love. Everybody likes romance. Love. All of this stuff. And so that evening when I went home from the trail, I went in and I said, honey, I said, if you ever seen a prince and a princess storybook, you've got to see the Alvia's wedding pictures. Everything in the pictures are beautiful. Even Marty Ballesteros was beautiful. Everybody in the book was beautiful. Don't leave, brother. I'll take care of this. I'll plead the blood or something. Hallelujah. Everybody was beautiful. Hallelujah. Thank God. Let me think. Who else was in the picture? Anybody else in the picture?
You look nice too, but you was in the line shaking hands. Right? You got all this.
Later. And then Sandy was in the pictures. I remember that. She looked so nice. Your husband can take care of that after a while.
Everybody looked so pretty, and everybody looked so nice, and generally just right. And did you know that the decade's greatest extravaganza of our time has been built around the big, beautiful prompt and glory of a wedding in England. More has been said about it. They're making cartoons about it. They're telling stories about it. Everybody's anticipating a junior or a missus just any time. In Princess Di, amen, in Prince Charles. And we like this thing. Some of you ladies right here, you read the black off the newspapers. You went out and bought Life magazine to get all the pictures of Lady Di. You wanted to look jacqueline has fell into the background. Miss Onessa's don't hold anything. She's out of it now. Di is running off. And she's got the queen upset and half a parliament turned up on his head. Wonder what she's going to say or do next. Both photographers are chasing her all over the country, leasing million-dollar yachts to chase her down to get one picture of her in a bikini bathing suit 5 months along the way. Everybody's talking about this. But it was the extravaganza in and out of the decade. Nobody knows yet even the millions of dollars that was spent in wedding gifts. No one even knows the amount of money that was spent on the wedding. The beautiful dress and all that went with it. The coaches, the honor guards, all the beauty and the pomp that goes into that. Did you know my children were 3 and 4 years old? And so they were stopping me at the mall in front of the bridal shop. Daddy, look, wedding dresses. I said, shut up. Hallelujah, it's too early for all that kind of stuff. But you know, there's something about lady folks. They like a wedding. They like a wedding. Somebody said one time the reason mother-in-laws get in the way of weddings is because they're reliving theirs and wish they could. Hallelujah. I don't know how much truth there is in that, but Solomon come along and wrote the book of Psalms, or the Song of Solomon, and spent his time telling how beautiful his beloved was, and embracing all the beauties and the tenderness, amen, of every inch of her anatomy, and as Shakespeare said, it had been art, amen, if Michelangelo sculptured it, it had been something to put in the park, put in a museum, but Solomon says that we get it in bad taste, but do you know what Solomon was talking about? He was talking about the church of the living God.
Yes,
hallelujah, hallelujah. You know for now, amen, you've got a pastor that's of the tribe of Judah. He likes a tribe of praises. Amen. If God ever allows me to stand for anything, I like to stand in appreciation to the greatest institution God has ever ordained upon the face of the earth. If there's anything that God loves more than he loves anything else, he loves his church. He likes his church better than he likes anything in his universe. He'd rather spend 10 split seconds, amen, with his church and fellowship, that he were all the Milky Ways, hallelujah, the galaxies he's ever spun into space. He'd rather spend one afternoon in the cool of the garden, amen, when the church had just one member in it. Hallelujah, that he were with the entire creation of all the things he had made. God loves his church. I said God loves his church. Hallelujah. And if you want to be a part of it, if you want to be in this institution, hallelujah, then you have a desire to be a queen. She is the queen of queens. She is his glorious bride. She is the one that he paid his price for. I feel my Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah. I want to tell you it's not a temporary. It's not a cheap institution. Hallelujah to God. I want you to know that Prince Charles' mama never squinted down into the ragged bag of a pauper. Hallelujah to pay the price that Jesus Christ has paid. Hallelujah. In preparation for the greatest coronation and the glorious ball. Hallelujah, the wedding supper of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. I want to be in that church tank. Hallelujah. I like to put them together. I've married them in my office.
God, I'd just like a miracle. If they're in love and they ain't got another marriage somewhere in the background, glory to God. They're living for God and planning on staying on living for God, going to heaven and making it a relationship that lasts. I like married. There's nothing like a twinkle and sparkle in a girl's eyes, knowing she's going to get that boy. Hallelujah. I mean, nothing in the world like seeing another man in the situation I'm in. Amen, amen, amen. All right.
And I don't like weddings, I love them.
Well, praise the Lord.
I think they're beautiful.
Yeah.
I like the cakes. I like the punch. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Straight. Amen. Yeah. Nothing in it but punch. Amen. No punch in the punch. Glory to God. I like the excitement. I like the preparation. I like the wedding dress. Don't you like it? Every one of you ladies like it. You like to get with somebody else and talk about their wedding. Don't you do it? You like to get with them and share all the ideas. Something old and something new. Something bald and something blue. You like every bit of that, don't you? I look down here at my Bible and I've seen what he said. He began to talk about that church. And he said, the 10 stories among thy honorable women, and upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. And I found this reference in the Bible to me that this queen stood, amen, decorated with the deity of her Christ. And when I saw all these scriptures, I said to myself, if there's anything this preacher wants to be, if there's anything this soul wants to be, I'd like to be a queen. Glory to God. I'd like to make it to the streets of glory and walk down those streets. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the wedding supper of the Lamb. I want to be there, folks.
Yes. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You bear with me just a little bit.
Go ahead.
I feel my Holy Ghost burning.
How about?
Glory to God. I look down here and I begin to see some things. In the 16th chapter, listening to it, then I'm going to go on. But the 16th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, he said, I washed thee with water. Yea, I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee. And I anointed thee with oil. I clothed thee also with bordered work, and shod thee with beds of skins, and girded thee about with fine linen, and covered thee with silk. Let me stop before reading any farther. He begins to describe the wedding dress of his church. He begins to describe it. Did you know, folks, and I praise God, I didn't come to meddle or to insult or to offend. But I'm going to stand tonight, and I know it don't need my defense. It doesn't need my protection on it. I don't stand as a sentry over the gospel of Jesus Christ. It can stand if I don't stand. But I like the privilege of being on the right side of this thing. Everything that says it's going to be a queen, everything that says it's in the church, it's not in the church, my friends. And if you'll let me tonight, I'm going to preach to that. So you want to be a queen. If you're going to be his bride, it's going to be something special, friend. He's not going about looking for that run-of-the-mill average, and slouch in, slouch out church. But he's looking for a church without spot, and without blemish, or any such. Praise the name of the Lord. So you want to be a queen. So you want to be a queen. Glory to God. Let me reference it one more time. What has inspired me more than anything else, I suppose, tonight
And more than anything, his effect, I realized the nearness of the coming of the Lord. I was reading an article in Science Digest just yesterday, and they got some kind of little something in there that says in the animal world, it says that they have searched it out, that insects, the feminine gender, always seeks out her mate, and she'll reject many mates. She'll reject many males before she ever takes the one she wants. And then it went on down from the insect world and come right on up into the animal kingdom. And it talked about how the queen bee would kick away many a male before she'd ever mate with one. She'd reject his sperm. She'd reject everything about him. And this article went on promoting the ideal that it's time for women to raise up and take the leadership of things and step into a position that they give the orders in this world. Everything in this silly, topsy-turvy world, amen, it's time to turn things backwards and upset things. Let me tell you something. Before there was ever a church, amen, there was a Lord God that reigneth and was omnipotent forever. And let me say something else. The Bible said we're bodies, members of his body and in this church. But the Bible said Jesus Christ is the head of this church. He does the thinking. He does the leading. He does the choosing. He does the selecting. And I'm in this church because he invited me into this church. And he opened the door that I could be in this church. Come on, I said, but God's get so holy in our spirit. We think we built this church. Hallelujah to God. We think God selected us because we selected him. But my Bible said, when you were sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. You were strangers and enemies of God. I'm in here by his grace, not by my merit. I'm in this church and you're in this church. Simply because he was kind enough to allow you to be in it. I shout because he let me be in it. I praise him because he let me be in it. Glory to God. I was raised up, amen, on the dirty, glassy streets of Bucktown. Amen. Close to the city dump, right next door to the old smelly brickyard. I was raised up in the slums of my city. I didn't choose to be in this church. He chose me to be in this church. He gave me the privilege of a wedding to be in this church. And if you're going to be part of this church, if you're going to enter into the glories, amen, a queenship and a relationship with kingship, hallelujah, there's some requirements for it. Yes, there is. We're coming to a charismatic spirit right in some of our strong apostolic churches. Yes, we are. We're telling folks they got the Holy Ghost when they ain't even got the Holy Ghost. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. You want to be a queen? I'm going to take three individuals tonight. And I promise for sake of time, I won't spend too much time on. But I'd like to take three people tonight. I'd like to start out with a story in the Bible. And a man was named Abraham. And he called his servant, his chief servant, to him. And he said, I want you to put your hand upon my thigh. And I want you to make a covenant with me. I want you to go into a land. That's where I came from. And I want you to get a bride for my son Isaac. Praise the Lord. You bear with me tonight. I want to talk about, so you want to be a queen. Go get me a bride. And I want her to be the right kind of girl. And he said, now, master, if I go to her, and I bid her to come, and she be not willing to come, what shall I do then? He said, if you've done these things and she's not willing to come, then you're not obligated in any other way. You just go off and leave her. If somebody don't want to be saved, don't worry about them not being saved. Hallelujah. Some of my mommies and daddies in my church make me feel like I'm not even a preacher because their sons are backslid. They need haircuts and smoking dope. Let me tell you something. When the church doors are open and the lights are burning, that's what God told us to do. Leave them a place. And if they want it, let them
come and get it.
Maybe disagree with me. You may get flat down, stomped down, mad at me. But Jesus Christ said, occupy till I come. Hallelujah. Do you know what that word occupy means? It means it's to take hold of and possess that was made by Caesar. Amen. In other words, if you seized it or if you got it, then just step back and hold on to it. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, folks, sometimes in your community, everybody's got the big meeting going on. They got the big revival going on. They got the big program going on. They try to make you feel like you don't have nothing going on. But if you're holding on, hold on. Hold on. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hold on. I said, hold on. Well, you're not doing anything. Church, local church next door to us. Here we are back at a young man, and they give a big program about rock and roll music. I slipped over one night on a great big 8-foot screen right in the sanctuary, showing slide pictures of albums of rock groups, AC/DC, Led Zeppelin or Dead Leopard or whatever his name is, and all of them. And there, mixed crowd with children sitting, pictures of nude women. Come on, folks. Homosexual men kissing each other. I'm going to tell you something, folks. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. If I've got to pay a price to bring everything else into my church, to clown up the church, and to tear up the church, there ain't no use having church. I still believe there's still a church that is willing. That is willing. That is willing. Move into Yorktown in 6 weeks. Be running 75 or 80. Hallelujah. Amen. With whoremongers and everything else in the crowd. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. Make you feel like you're not too lucky for your life. But I'm going to tell you what the man said. And I thought about Father Abraham. If she's willing, bring her back. If she's not willing, leave her there. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Quit walking around in a muddy glass. We look at a gun in his face. The spirit will get your feet down, cursed down. Hallelujah. Feel like you're not doing anything, not going anyplace. Amen. He said, I'm going to tell you what. When you find a queen, make sure that girl's willing. Hallelujah to God. Make sure she's willing. If you want to be a queen, you got to be willing to go through the trial. You got to be willing to listen to the preacher. You got to be willing to go through the dry place. You got to be willing. So you want to be a queen. You've got to be willing to leave your mama. You've got to be willing to leave your daddy. You've got to be willing to forsake the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've got to be willing. And you're going to go. Hallelujah. What have you got over there in that man looking for somebody willing? You're going to be a queen, friend? I'll tell you one thing. I'm tired of long, sobbing, snotty nose owner calls. Praise the Lord. Everyone of them I can spook in, scare in. Hallelujah. You can get up and tell stories about red lights are blinking, and steel are crashing, and windshields are crunching. Come on, y'all. That's right. But I'm going to tell you what, the next bubble and the next screech will have a right downtown in a strange place. I'm going to tell you this, and if this hurts, it hurts. I've evangelized for 14 years. That's long enough on the field to figure out some real bad, nasty stories. Amen. That gives you enough sense to know the heartbeat of the people you're preaching to. Hallelujah. I've pastored just long enough that I know if you bring them, I can get them. But I'm gets them. Every one I get, the devil gets back. But everyone that says, I need it, and I want it, and I'm coming to get it, the devil couldn't steal it. The devil couldn't get it. Any one of you to take it away. Daddy brought his Uncle Donnie to church. 26 years old. Hallelujah. Got up there and preached. Sure we can turn it down. We can do it. Cranked the old screws down on him. Had him trembling in his seat. Come to the altar. Pray a while. Hallelujah. Donnie, you know what you need to do, son? I'm going to tell you what. I had Mama on my back. And Annie on my back. And Daddy on my back. Get him saved. Get him saved. Get him saved. Got him up. Got him in the water and baptized him. And got a G. John and G.G. out of him. For all we got. He ain't been back since. That's right. But every Sunday morning, I move on Skip Keith. Every Sunday morning, tie it down on him. Back it off. I could see conviction getting on him. I ignored him. I didn't act like I wanted to save him. When he shake my head, I breathe past him. Hallelujah to God. Catch me next Sunday. I'm too busy right now. After 6 weeks, he busted into my office. My God, Brother Dunning, I got to get saved. I'm going to hell. Baptized him in Jesus' name. God gave him the Holy Ghost. Make a good sound.
Come on now. Amen.
Baptized a chunk of rebellious folks. Know that? Sure we have. So you want to be a queen. When he got down there and found her, he said, God, he said, if you'll just send somebody by, amen, to give me a drink of water and water my camels. She wasn't lazy, if you please. Glory, 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 glory. She wasn't so dead lazy she couldn't get up and do something. Hallelujah. Did you know that 90% of all the sales made in the United States of America are made? Are you hear what I'm saying? By 50% of all the salesmen in the U.S. You know what's wrong with the church today? A whole bunch of lazy folks. Woo! Hallelujah!
Oh, my!
Well, I lost it there. Get the song. Lazy folks. Come on, preacher. They're about to kill me in Atlanta. Come on, preacher, preach. Preach the funerals. Preach the weddings. Go to the hospital, sit up all night. And play volleyball. Come on and play baseball. Run to school. Sweep the floor. Come on, folks. Hallelujah. You think my God almost said it? I almost said it. Hallelujah. Some of y'all think he's a black man or something. Glory to God. You think he's in slavery, bound to do everything you want. You know what he's looking for? Shut up and do something. Shut up and get up and do something. So if you want to be a queen, manicured fingernails. Pretty, pretty you. Let me tell you something, girls. If you ain't got married yet, you can't wear the wedding dress for 20 years. Hallelujah. And most of you find out you can't get in it in 1 year. But my Lord, some of us need to realize something. Hallelujah. Once we get married, there's something else to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's pots and pans to wash. There's a house to clean up. There's a church to build. There's souls to save. There's work to do in the kingdom of God. Huh? Don't ask me to do nothing. I'm a queen. Huh? Glory to God. So you want to be a queen. I pray when we get done, you'll think twice about being a queen. Glory to God. There's a story in mythology that says there's a river that flows through the world. And it cuts its way through mountains and valleys. It goes through every city and every small village. Every Quonset hut. Every adobe on every desert. This river passes every soul of the world. And they call it the River of Left. They say it's destiny. Devil was out in the mouth of hell. And somebody took the river and left. And said that it reaches its banks. It ebbs out every every morning and every day. It reaches to the souls of man. And the word lethargy is taken from this Greek river. And I'll tell you one thing right now, brother. We live in the most lethargy stricken world there is.
That's the truth. That's why.
Give me another welfare check. Amen.
Come on now.
Give me more social security. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me. Where is the generation that gets up and says, I work for it? Where is the church that'll get off their face and quit begging and get up and do something?
Come on.
I'm not against fasting. I believe in fasting. I've done my share. Hallelujah. And most of my fasting has been for folks who didn't do no good for me. That's right. Hallelujah. The only person that done any good was me. That's right. Hallelujah. Just humble my spirit down, keep me from fussing and cussing and rustling. Amen. Let me down on my face a little bit. Oh, let me tell you something, folks. The best thing that you can do to be in this church is to throw your shoulders back. Hallelujah. Put it to the wheel and say, Pastor, tell me what you want me to do. Put the burden on my life. I'll pull water for you. I'll pull water for your camels. I'll take care of the situation. I'm willing. Oh, when the Lord says that if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. But if you refuse to rebel, the sword, amen, shall devour you. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken here.
Yes,
so you want to be a queen. You want to be a queen. I have never seen the likes of folks that sit on pews. Amen. Lady folks that wants to be, amen, preacher's wife. I'm not talking about wanting to take the preacher away from his wife. I'm talking about they'd like to be preacher's wife. Oh, it's so glorious to have all them shoes and dresses. Hallelujah. And ride around with the preacher all the time. And dishwashers and all that good stuff. And never do anything. Bless your heart. There's a whole bunch of lady folks around here that would like for you to give it about 6 months' trial. Hallelujah! Woo! Amen! Hallelujah! That's great. They couldn't take it. Don't you want to be a queen? She had to be willing. She had to be willing. She had to be willing. Get ready for the punchline. It's coming. Hallelujah. You've got to be serious. You've got to be hard work. But first and foremost, amen, even with all these, she had to trust that servant. She had to trust that preacher. She had to trust that man of God. She never seen the sun. She never saw the king. She didn't know any real leader. But she had to trust that preacher more than anything else. I give my life. I give my hand. I give my confidence into his hand. I'm afraid to trust him too much, you know. J.J. Amen. Jim Jones, you know. He'll have us all down somewhere in South America. Amen. In a little old village. Having us drinking Kool-Aid. Praise God. You'd be surprised at times I thought I've stirred up batches with folks. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you got to watch out for that preacher.
Yeah.
If it been me, I'd use lemonade. It tastes better. I like it.
Yeah.
Gotta watch you. You gotta watch him. Let me see. Gonna have to sit down and look in the book and see if he's in the book or not. Hallelujah. God didn't tell you to look in the book. The spirit was in the book. Amen. God told you to trust him. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He told you to trust him. It don't take you but about 10 months passing in a church to find out you're homosexual, amen, some kind of a screwball, a split personality, a woman chaser, a liar and a thief, amen. And your wife didn't even, come on folks, you know what you need to learn to do? Have trust and confidence in a man of God. You're a queen for Jesus. So you want to be a queen. So you want to be a queen. I've almost come to the place of doing what the EUB church used to do. They'd make you come in, give credit references, they checked out your financial status. That's right. You made application to come in the church. Took them 6 weeks to interview. After you come in, you was allowed 3 services to miss with permission. If you missed more than that, you was out of fellowship. I've almost come to that. Hallelujah to God. Look at the people that's willing and obedient. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about something to just me, but the Spirit of God.
Come on,
let's be free.
Come on.
Some folks don't hardly get away from the altar of Baal. Hallelujah. Then they're mixing up with some.
And then some aggravator comes along, and I go, they got him.
Danny's saints. But did you ever stop to think that a preacher might be acting just like God feels? Hallelujah! He might be responding because God feels that way. Imagine if God was preaching, sometimes he'd throw the pews and everything.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right.
So you want to be a queen. The church was bitter. Church just lost 45 saints. Hey, eights. Or something. I will do that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I told the brother the other day, I said, things keep going this good, I'm going to be able to afford another split. My Lord. Hallelujah. My God. Things get rough. Church gets bitter. There ain't no young people in the church my age. Ain't nobody around to fellowship with. And the preacher won't let us go over to that loose church. Hallelujah. They go down to the penny arcade and play the blue machines. I don't know why we can't do it. I don't know why we don't get t-shirts and all that look alike. I tell you something for you. You better be able to stay in the church when it's bitter or when it's sweet. I've been in it long enough to know it goes up and it goes down. Up and down. Yes, it does. There's times the church looks good. There's times it don't look good. There's times it's exciting. There's times it's a bore. There's times I feel like going to sleep and I sit on the platform. But you know what you got to do? You got to head it on. You got to go on. You can't give up. I could fill a legal pad with names of preachers that I thought about calling and ask them if they want to come take my church. But I knew if I'd call them under that circumstance, they'd laugh at me. Who'd want it if I didn't want it? Amen. But you stick to it through the bitter. You stick to it through the pleasure. Yes, you do. But you know what Orpah said? Hey, she was in the church. She was a daughter-in-law. Orpah said, I'm going back. I'm going to go back. I'm not staying here. I'll just get me a church that looks right and feels right. And they always said, would you? If I could have a child, would you be willing to wait on him? Huh? If I told you Jesus wasn't going to come for another 10 years, would you be willing to wait on him? Hallelujah. Somebody said Ruth was just going to be one dedicated to Naomi. Friend, I believe she's going to wait for her to have another young one. Hallelujah to God. Yes, sir. She's just going to wait it out and wait it out and wait it out and wait it out. And I'll tell you what I'm doing right now. I'm just waiting it out and waiting it out and waiting it out. Well, these days there's going to be a sound from heaven. There's going to be a church. There's going to be a husband. Yes, there is one. Why don't you go on back? Well, it feels sometimes. But you know what she said? I ain't going back. Don't expect me to go back. I'm going with you. You're a piece of my people. Hallelujah. I'd like to be in that church, but there's some preachers, Brother Wade, you fellowship that I don't like. Well, if you don't like them, Brother Wade likes them, then you don't have to like them.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lord, there's a lot of people in the world I don't like.
I heard that.
Well, praise the Lord.
All right. Come on now.
You don't have to like
them. God never told me I had to like them.
That's right.
He told me to love me. I love them. I love for someone to stay away. I love them. That's right. Hallelujah. I love them in any shape, condition they are. I love them.
Yeah.
Amen. Living a day, and I love them. Hallelujah. Well, you can't stand it on this one, can you? Praise the Lord. She just got out there in the field and worked and gleaned and picked up her little part. If I could just sing in the choir, if I could just have lead, if the preacher just leave me with the church once in a while. Hallelujah. If he just let me. me preach one for a while. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go ahead and strap on your seatbelt. It's going to get rough from this when I get to Esther. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bruce said, it don't make any difference. I'm going to steady work. I'm going to stay in the field. I'm going to keep on knocking on doors. I'm going to keep on living for God. I'm going to stay in the church. If you want to be a queen, you're going to hold on to it. So bad the youngins kicked the pacifiers out. Praise the Lord. Everything tastes out. Hallelujah. Everything tastes out. I've been in church where nobody could sing right. I've been in church where I couldn't preach right. Hallelujah. I may be doing it tonight. I've been in church where everything didn't look like anything was going to be right. I've been in church if you screamed, you couldn't get a vibration. I've been in church where I couldn't feel the Holy Ghost. I've been in church where I wanted it. I wanted the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
I've been there when you couldn't pray. I've been there when your prayers went no place. I've been there when the pit of your stomach was hollow and your mind was vacant. And it looked like hell itself. I opened up. Amen. It's stuck against you. But let me tell you something, friend. I've learned this one thing. If I'm going to be a queen, I got to go through the bitter. I got to go through the fire. I got to go through the essay. I've sat in preachers' homes when they were going through trials. I've sat with my wife with preachers' wives. Amen. I've watched them drop their face down to their hands and say, I've worked for God and lived for God and preached for God. And I ain't never done nobody like this. Why does anybody do me like this? I'll tell you one time I got so down in the money crunch. I told somebody, I said, the only thing that lives in the dumps is a rat. But I felt like I had a tail a yard long and a nose 3 feet the other way. Hallelujah. And whiskers that wouldn't slide in a filthy together. I felt like a rat. There's an evangelist I used to say, oh, pick it up, man. Come on, pick it up, man. Pick it up, man. Pick it up. It ain't that bad. Come on, pick it up, that bad. Hey, I pastored for 1 year and found out it was worse than that. Huh?
Don't take long.
Huh? You'll stick your head in a corner of your bedroom and wonder if you've got a brain or not. Hallelujah. You'll find your sinus burn. Your insides ache. Yes, you will. But Ruth says, I'm going with you.
I'm
going with you. Don't ask me to back up. I'm not backing up. Don't ask me to quit. I'm not quitting. Don't tell me to go to Moab. I'm going to Canaan's land. I'm going to promised land.
Go ahead.
Who's best friend with that? Church ain't saved since brother, since so and so quit. It's better since they quit. Well, I can't see it. Well, sometimes I can't either. But all things work together for the good of that love is appearing. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. When God stuck one in the grave, he brought two better out of the grave. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Everything in God gets better. I said, everything in the church gets better. It's always better than the world. He told Noah, he said, get seven pairs of good against every one pair. Church is always seven times better. Better than that, better.
Sure.
So you want to be a queen.
Come on now.
Boaz laying in the midnight hour. Old bitter church said, hey, see the potential of a move. Hallelujah. And I don't see nothing. Well, there's a little spurt of a fellow, he didn't see nothing. But after times up and down the craggy hillsides of Mount Carmel, he saw a little something. I said, something. Hallelujah. He saw a little cloud coming up out of the water. That's something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, it's been so long since the Spirit moved. You need to get a good case of the flu so you get a goosebump that'll make you think it's moving. Amen. Get something going inside of you. Glory to God.
Wow, Lord.
Woo!
Let it be, Lord.
Young lady in my church, she said, Brother Dunnigan, she said, I'm so unhappy. She said, there's just not anything going on among the young folks in our church. She said, I'm really unhappy. She said, I don't even really know if I want to live for God for anymore. She said, I'm really confused about it. I said, well, you're going home. You're going to change your mind in 2 days. I went to my office and I said, God make her sicker than she's ever been in her life. Hallelujah. Her sister called me on the telephone. She said, get over here quick and pray for her. Said, she's running a high fever, 104 degrees. I got over there, laid hands on her, prayed, God bless her, healer, fever broke right there. Yeah. Amen. She come up out of that bed just shouting away to her. Yeah. And when she got done, I said, do you feel Jesus? She said, I never felt so close to in my life. Yeah. Right. Well, you want a feeling? I'll get you a good feeling from you.
Yeah.
4 hours of flipping. I want to strike. Huh? Yeah. Naomi said, I've got some instructions for you. Just go up there and get close to his feet. Hey, man, you want to be a queen? Hang around the feet of the Lord. Hang around the altar of the church. Hang around the prayer room. I got a great big old robust man. Looks like a wrestler. Looks like he can play. He looks like he can play fullback. Amen for the Rams. Big stout auto mechanic. He's got a little old nephew of his. Amen, Miss Danny, I was telling you about. He got a hold of that boy. Let me tell you, he can pick him up, put him in his hip pocket, little old skinny 16-year-old boy. Had to baptize him, he got the Holy Ghost. Amen, Brother Gene, what preacher? Amen, Danny said, yes, sir, I see him. He said, he's the preacher. He said, anything he says to do, do it. He said, stand on your head, stand on your head. He says, right, run. He said, don't waste your time coming to me, asking me everything. That's what you got this preacher for. He said, Brother Danny, you want to use a board on him? Help yourself. Make a sling out of him. I ain't used the board yet, but I've had to get off in a couple of times. But you know, when I do it, I never have to look out the corner of my eye to see how Uncle Steve's taking it. He's got his arm full of lead on him, Doc. Hallelujah. Ruth stayed right there at the feet. Amen. Hey, Jesus. Right there at the feet of boy. Hallelujah to God. It wasn't long that he woke up, spread his skirt over her. You want to be a queen? Hallelujah. Have a relationship with God. Get close to God. You can't stand around a pinball machine and a pool table and a television set. You can't hang around in a crowd. You can't hang around a crowd that hates your church and be close to Jesus. Amen. They can't say something good about your picture. You don't need their influence in your life. If they can't talk good about Liberty Apostolic Church, you don't need them in your life. No, 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 no. If they talk against the preachers against pulpits, you don't need that friendship in your life. I'm not here to line up nobody's saints, but I'm telling you, if you want to be a queen, there's some things it takes to be a queen. Hallelujah! You gotta be willing! You gotta be willing! You gotta trust the servant of God! You gotta get the feet of the church! old Boaz went down there in the gate and got him 10 witnesses together and got the next 10. Oh, Jesus. When I'm done with this, you're all going to feel bad. Told you it gets rough as we go. We ain't got the extra. He sat down there in the gate. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, Naomi has come back. She calls herself bitter. She's got some land. So somebody needs to claim it. You're first in line. If you don't want it, let me know. I'm next in line. He said, I'll take it. Amen. I want the healing, the blessings, the land, the position, the office. I want all of that. He said, and then in the hour where you take that, you have to take Ruth and Moabitess. He said, lest I mar my marriage. Well, he said, then if you don't want it, he said, there's a law according to Moses. So you want to be a queen. He went out there, got the queen by the head. It's according to the law of Moses. He says to Ruth, he says, Ruth, amen. You say, where's this in the Bible? I'm going to tell you like I told a fellow the other night. After I got done preaching, he come up to me and jumped on to me. He said, where is that in the Bible? I said, well, I'm just putting things together and put all, you know that. He said, give me chapter and verse. I said, first supposition 3 and 4. Prophesy the prophet done again. Ruth, he don't want you. He turns you down. Ruth just got down on her knees, pulled his shoes off. Amen. Set his shoes aside, hopped up a big oyster, spit in his face, and said, who's next? Praise the Lord. You don't believe it's in the book? It's in the book. Said Jesus to take his shoes off. Head and cast him aside and spit his face. And from that day forth, his house shall be known as he of a house who has loose shoes. Amen, amen, amen. Get it safe, folks. Get it safe. And some of you are out of guts to tell the devil to get his shoes off your life. Come on. Hallelujah, God. Some of you ain't got the guts. Amen. Some of you need to get yourself strapped up just a little bit. Yeah. Amen. And tell that mom-in-law. Yeah. Amen. That backslidden sister. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Get your shoes out of my life. Yeah. I spit upon your talents. Yeah. I bring you to the lowest degradation of my feelings. There needs to be a whole lot more spitting and a whole lot less praying. Huh? My mom made such an impression on me about spit. I spit on Billy when I was about 8 years old, my old brother. He told mom she used a half a bar of Lifebuoy soap in my mouth. I couldn't spit for an hour for blowing bubbles. Amen. When I thought everybody forgot it, I got him again. The little rat toad on me. She washed my mouth out again with life on herself. The other half the bar. And I went out the door, and when I went by him, my mom saw me and she brought me back in. She grabbed a hold of me and stood me up. Got Billy and stood me up, put up face to face, and she said, kiss him in the mouth. I said, no, Mom. She said, kiss him in the mouth. I said, no, Mom. Don't make me kiss him in the mouth. His teeth were green. Ooh. the one you hated. Any time when you're mad. Nobody wants to kiss their kid brother when they hate him. I'd eat a box of Doves and three cartons of cheer first, please, Mom. Just call me Suds and let me pass. I don't want it. You know what I'm saying? She made me kiss him, and to this day, I'm 40 years old and I ain't spit on him again. But I'm going to tell you, I'm starting to learn how to spit again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. They both took the choices of who you are. They took the very King of Kings and clothed him in the streaming salivas of their spit. They maltreated him. They hated him. They abused him. And Jesus Christ said, if they've done this to me, they're going to do it to you. Hallelujah. And if this world don't want it, if your sister don't want it, if your friends don't want it, if you want to be a queen, you better learn how to tell them to get their shoes out of your life and spit in their face. There's a parallel of what I'm talking. When Jesus said, you better hate your mother, hate your father, hate your brother, hate your sister. You'll have to learn to spill. You'll have to learn to remove it from your taste. Oh, God. You don't chew any at night and day. You'll chew it every time you turn around. Come on, sister, you know it's the truth. That hellion of a husband can put you through little torment. Amen. But if you wash your feet, amen, kick your shoes under that bed and say, man, I'm going to live for God. I don't know if you're right, preacher. I know I'm right.
All right.
I'm so embarrassed, but this good man walked up to me one time. I was preaching somewhere, and I kind of hit the TV just a little bit. He come up to me and said, my God, those dang it, I didn't know you was ever that strong. You don't remember that, huh? Well, you didn't have to see me, too. You know I didn't forget it. I'm still bringing it up. Trying to get along with everybody. I got along in places friend, the devil couldn't have gotten along in. That's right. I've got people that love me. Amen, so good. You can't even tell if they're Baptists or Methodists. Amen, or Catholic or devils. Come on, folks. And I'm going to tell you, we're living in an apostolic hour. That somebody better get some of the root inside of her. Amen. She wanted to be a queen. She wanted to be a queen. And when she took Boaz, Boaz took her. And they had Obed. Amen. And Obed had Jesse. And Jesse had David. And I got Jesus. Hallelujah. Because God got it said, I want to be a queen. Even if I've got to wait through the bitterness of all of it. And then there was a Jewish in the land of Gentile idolatry. Oh, no clothes I've been through. Oh, God. But the Bible said she required nothing. Amen. Except that Hagar. The chamber. She made this statement. I'm going to be what God wants me to be. I'm going to be what God wants me to be in the kingdom. If I perish, I perish. If nobody likes it, I don't care. If I lose my friends, I lose my friends. If I perish, I perish. And the very next chapter, in the first few verses of the fifth chapter of Esther, the Bible said she put on royal apparel. She dressed in holiness. She dressed in godliness. And it costs for girls to wear two locks.
Come on now.
Go ahead.
Come on now.
Sleeveless clothes.
All right.
Esther didn't require anything but just the holiness of God. Yeah. So you want to be a queen. I'm trying to call. So you want to be a queen. You want to marry old Prince Charming. Hallelujah. up your little quiet slipper. Hallelujah. You're waiting for Prince Charming to come drifting through the beautiful woods. Amen. And the daffodils and the daisies and the lilacs. Amen. And the violets. To place his warm lips against your cold, sleeping soul. The holiness. There is a spirit that, if possible, would steal all of your chances for being a part of the church of the living God. I've never seen such a spirit. Anyone else?
All right.
Nothing like romance. God instituted romance. There ain't nothing wrong with kissing one decent woman. I like kissing. Huh? Yeah. I stayed on them pictures a while. Did you hear that man tell that story about the first kiss he got? Said he never would forget it. The first kiss he got from his girlfriend. He said, I was only, I was 16. She was 15. He said, I closed my eyes, my lips touched her lips, and he said, a chill run down my back like I've never had in my life. He said, I opened up my eyes and looked at her, and I realized her ice cream cone was dripping down my back. What have they done? They have repented and been baptized. His name. Rejoice in the power and the glory of the Holy Ghost. So you want to be a queen. And sir, when all was said and done, and when you was willing to perish for it, where are the loyal people of Ruth? Where are the dedicated people that die like Esther said, I'll die? Where are the old bruised cheeks of old sisters that come to church when the old man wouldn't come to church?
Oh, God.
We have them today. If he says no, they stay home.
That's right.
Hallelujah. We got teenagers today that everything in the world fluctuates their spirit with God. Oh, but if you're ever going to be one of those children that embraces the kingly kingdom of eternity, you're going to learn to say, if I perish, I perish. I die, I die.
My Lord.
If it costs everything, it costs everything.
Yes, right.
I've got to be a queen. I mean, this building would raise your hands with me tonight and say, God, I want to be one of those children that steps into that throne room. Oh, God. Oh, God. I want to be part of those children. I want to be part of those that walk the streets of glory. Let me be one of those queenly ones. Let me be one of those ones arrayed in the fine linen.
decks of gold and showing thy raiment, the fine linen and silk and wrought with work. Thou didst eat flour, and is of thy renown went forth among the heathen for thy beauty, for it was perfect to thy my coming, which I put on thee, saith the Lord. There's nothing as pretty as a church. There's nothing so beautiful as a church. Thanks, Father. There's nothing out there as pretty as a church. Discourage one, there's nothing as beautiful. Preacher, pastor, there's nothing as beautiful as a church and pastor. When it turns from pleasantness to bitterness, somewhere down close by in the bleedings and the pains, and loyalty, consistency. And there's joy in the world. God bless you.
Yes, sir. Marvel.